Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Let's turn now to sports. In the latest lawsuit against the National Football League, retired NFL players are accusing the league of illegally pushing painkillers to mask injuries. The lawsuit claims the NFL chased profits at the expense of its players' health, supplying them with risky narcotics while often failing to reveal how severe their injuries were, leading to medical complications down the road. So here's Jeremy Newberry. He played 11 seasons for the San Francisco 49ers. He told Fox News that the team doctors gave him painkillers so he could play injured.
I mean, I've had some seasons where I was literally in a walking boot in crutches the whole season. They need you on the field, the doctor would tell you, we can get you back on the field if we give you this. Well, what's the long-term effect? Oh, you'll be just fine. Now I'm sitting here with stage 3 kidney failure. I got about 35% kidney function. I'm 38 years old. I'm one step away from needing dialysis or a kidney transplant, all because of the drugs the NFL fed me years and years and years.
Well, joining us now, as he does every Wednesday to talk about the week in sports, is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Meghna.
So first of all, let's hear some more details about this case, some of the other players named in the lawsuit, and their particular charges against the NFL.
Well, the names that people will recognize are Jim McMahon and Richard Dent, who played on the Chicago Bears team that beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl by about 700 points back in the day.
Right.
But the numbers of the 8 named in the lawsuit, it really is probably ultimately going to be insignificant because there are hundreds of players who will join this suit, just as was the case, if not thousands of players, just as was the case with a concussion lawsuit. I think this is the issue down the line, is the numbers, the way that this is a cultural phenomenon in the league and the numbers of players affected by it. My understanding is that some of these guys played on broken legs, played with broken arms. They simply weren't told about the nature of their injuries, how serious they were, and they were given all sorts of things, as the player we just heard from said, to get them back on the field.
Hmm. And Bill, let's listen to someone else. Here's retired offensive tackle Ephraim Salaam talking to Fox News. He's not named in the suit, but he had a 13-year career in the NFL. Never missed a game, he says, despite having a debilitating ankle injury.
I couldn't practice all week, but they would shoot my ankle up 30 minutes before the game. I would go out there, ankle completely numb, be on painkillers, then come back in, and it wouldn't wear off till about Tuesday night, and Wednesday morning, I couldn't even put my foot on the ground.
So, Bill, following the news of the lawsuit, some have defended the NFL and have said that the onus should be on the players to take care of themselves, take responsibility for their own health. What do you make of those claims?
If the players are informed, I think that's a legitimate argument. Just as if the NFL, when they knew how dangerous going forward concussions could be, if they had said to the players, hey, you know what, you've had 5 of these things. If you keep at it, you may very well not be able to remember your children's names when you're 50 years old. That's fine. But there was no process of informing the players. There was no process, according to this second lawsuit, of telling the players what they were being injected with, what pills they were taking, and what the long-term effects would be.
Interesting. In fact, Ephraim Salaam, in that cut in Fox News, he went on to say he knew nothing mm-hmm. about it. The case comes less than a year after the NFL agreed to pay $765 million to settle concussion lawsuits from thousands of retired players. Could this lawsuit to lead to something even bigger, an
yeah,
even bigger award?
I think it could, because there is an old cliche, which is the injury rate in the National Football League is 100%. Nobody comes out uninjured. And so even guys who've never had a head injury may have had an ankle injury, shoulder injury. It may have been dosed with all manner of things over many number of years. And they may very well be party to this suit eventually.
Well, Bill, let's talk a little bit more about injuries, but this time at the college level, because a Boston city councilor is proposing a college athlete bill of rights, which would prevent Boston schools from revoking scholarships when athletes are injured or otherwise fall out of favor. The ordinance has been proposed by Councilor Josh Zakim, and it would also require comprehensive health care to pay the medical expenses for any sports-related injuries possibly for the rest of an athlete's life. So first of all, there's supposed to be a public hearing on this summer. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's any chances that colleges will go for this?
I don't know whether the colleges here will go for it. In California, a law similar to this passed a couple of years ago, and the only college that objected was Stanford, and they objected on the grounds that all the colleges should be included, not just the ones that play big money revenue sports, which is an interesting, you know, position for them to take. Obviously, this is just the health of college athletes. The health policy, health care, should not end when they leave school if they've been injured playing a sport for the college. And just as obviously, if we're really going to call these people student athletes, they ought to have the opportunity to remain students, even if an injury deprives them of the ability to continue to be athletes.
Mm-hmm. Bill, we can't let you go without a quick question about the Red Sox. They've lost 5 games in a row. Lots of concern out there that some of the younger players aren't doing what they're expected to do. So they've brought back shortstop Stephen Drew, who was part of last year's championship team. He's a light hitter, but a steady defensive presence. You think he can help turn things around?
They've just lost 5 games in a row. That's an awful burden to put on the shoulders of Mr. Drew. Is this the time where I'm supposed to say that they need Ted Williams? This is when I'm supposed to say that.
We're going to be talking about Ted Williams in just a moment. They need Ted Williams, though. This is true. All right. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. He joins us every Wednesday right here on Radio Boston. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Anthony.